I am Katrina, a sex, love, fantasy, validation, and a breadcrumb holic. I'm definitely feeling a little jittery, so I'm just going to say the serenity prayer and then just a little bit of what I say in the mornings. So, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, please remove my horse blinders to make sure that I can feel what you want me to feel, see what you want me to see, hear what you want me to hear, and do what you want me to do, so I can be the best vessel for you, so I can be of service to myself, you, fellows, and others. That's kind of how I start off my day because I am an overthinker. I overthink everything, including this. When I was first asked to speak today, I immediately started to feel some shame and guilt because I came back from a trip 3 weeks ago. And as soon as I came back from my trip, I was sitting back there and I was like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to hear anybody. I just want to leave. I just want to go home and sleep. So the last few weeks, I was in isolation. I was not wanting to work the steps. I was not motivated. So I felt guilty for being asked to have like such a big role in the meeting today. But then I kind of was able to quickly realize that, nope, like I got out of that isolation. I was able to actually do this step and turn over the step that I was like stalling on Thursday with my sponsor. And it's because of this fellowship. I can be very good at contrary action. When I'm in deep isolation, contrary action does not really work for me. But I went to fellowship a few days prior to that, and I was talking to fellows just about where I was at, my current situation, and they quickly got me out of it. They made me realize that like my pattern of being so hard on myself and trying to be a perfectionist about everything. So it's funny just how like little things here and there just like are always raising flags and raising awareness and okay, actually let's do this next step, let's do that next step. I'm even feeling my perfectionism come out right now. The last few days, thank God I wasn't asked weeks ahead of time because I would have been stressed out for weeks. But like I kept finding myself trying to like think about, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Oh, I'm going to say that point. I'm going to say that point. But it was starting to drive me crazy. So I have to remember, like, I am where I need to be, and it's perfect timing for me because I just turned over step two on Thursday. And today, with this share, I'm already going off course of the little things I was trying to practice. But I feel more at ease because I'm turning this over to God. I'm letting Him speak through me. And yesterday, when I was trying to settle down, I was reading in the basic text, step three, and I've been in this program for a year and a half. And yesterday, for the first time, it really like shone out to me that it said that we're turning our will and our lives over to the care of God. This program is so gentle if you let it. And that's one of the things that I'm so good about being gentle to others, but I'm not good about being gentle to myself. So during this 10-minute ramble, like that's one of the things that like, and that's not being kind to myself. Like I just got myself. This program can help so much. Like I came in here, like I can talk about all of the reasons why I'm here. I'm definitely qualified. I can talk about my family. I was, you know, one of four. I was the only girl, pretty average family, and they were very loving, but like, it was not necessarily the things that I had. It was the things that were missing, and the inconsistency of my family, I think, is the biggest thing that got me to like where I am. And I still see that in others. The people that I choose tend to be inconsistent. But where was I going with that? See, totally lost my train of thought. But just being in this program and seeing that like there's so many different aspects, like it, getting in this program, I've always liked boys. You know, I've just I dreamed of getting married and having kids. That dream started when I was like 4 or 5. And I can talk about the fact that the first therapist, thank you, I hear that. The first therapist that I saw before I started coming to SLA, my intake was, I live in Texas, I moved here with my boyfriend, I know this is not a healthy relationship, I want to leave, I don't have the strength, please help me. And she helped me, and I moved back to California. And then there was another therapist, and then the therapist after that, my intake was, hey, I'm in a pickle, I have 2 guys, they both are exes, and one of the exes that I just keep gravitating towards. I can't stop going back. Like, I know, like, it's not a healthy dynamic. I know it's toxic. I know it's not where I'm meant to be, but I cannot stop talking to him. And finally, I was told to go to SLA. First, I was told to go to CODA, and then I was told to go to SLA in the same sentence, but I went to CODA first because SLA was way too intimidating for me. But within the first 3 weeks of CODA, I realized quickly, like, okay, yep, I don't want to admit it, but there's a bigger problem here, and I need to work this problem before I work codependency. So that's how I ended up here. And that same person that I ended up getting referred to come here is my main qualifier, my ex in Texas. And what I'm learning is this program is really about, like, embracing the pace. And for me, what has worked for me is surrounding myself by people that are meeting me where I am. Because if somebody's meeting me like where I was and judging me or just trying to like get me out of that, it's not working. If somebody's trying to get me where I need to be, if I'm not ready to be there, there's just resistance, there's shame, there's guilt, there's anger, there's sorrow. It just doesn't work for me. So I've been here for 1.5 years. I've had 2 sponsors. I started the HOW program because when I started here, I knew I was just in disarray. I needed help. And so I was like, I'm going to do the HOW program. I'm going to do this quick, and I'm going to do this hard. I'm going to do this thorough. But then I realized that program, as I was moving along, it was too rigid for me, and it wasn't loving for myself. And I was actually digging myself deeper. And one of the other things, the gift of program, is like in my intimate relationships, I am afraid to move on from somebody without having somebody like waiting for me. And this program was weird because I kind of did the same thing, but that is what I was supposed to do. Like I didn't want to have a gap between sponsors. And if you can avoid that, it's probably best. But I did stay too long with my old sponsor. I love her to death, and there's so much wisdom, and I would not be sitting in this seat if it wasn't for her. But I had to separate, and I did stay too long. Thank you, I hear that. And this program gave me the courage and the fellowship and the support of all my fellows, made it very aware that I needed to move on to a new sponsor. And one of the things that was really, really difficult for me was no contacts. A lot of sponsors are no contact whatsoever. Like, I will drop you if you are talking to them. That works for some people. That did not work for me. I found myself like having the urge to lie to my sponsor because I didn't, the shame and the guilt that came from having the urge or the fact that I read an email or whatever, it didn't work. So with the meeting me where I am, my new sponsor, we met me where I was at. It wasn't no contact. It was, okay, if they reach out, call me. Let's talk about it. And that happened for 2 weeks. And there were emails, there were voicemails, there were text messages. And every time I called my sponsor and I had that support, I didn't have to lie or withhold any information. And that has got me, I think I'm like 74 days or something off bottom lines, including the no contact. And I feel really good. But I know for a fact, like, it was because I needed the love and kindness of meeting me where I am. So for the newcomers, I know I'm already running out of time. 10 minutes goes by so quick. I don't think there's any newcomers in here, but still, like, I was here 1.5 years, and I've had many moments I just wanted to leave. I just wanted to do my own thing. I'm very self-sufficient. Overthinker, I'm very independent, but I know every time I do that, I spiral, And when I stick to this program, it is so, so obvious when I'm working this program. When I'm working the steps, I'm lighter. And the high that I'm seeking now, like on Thursday, is when I turn over a step, there's a high to it. There's a relief. I haven't gotten to that spiritual awakening yet, but I am walking the spiritual experience, and every little bit that I get is so helpful. So is that time? Or is, yeah, I'll leave it there then. Thank you.